We are live.
Okay, good. I'll let you do the hosting part.
But. Right. Hey, everybody. We're live at Radio Day. We're going to get on the air here in just a little bit. Talk about things at Thrasher Opera House. So appreciate you joining us. Give us like 45 seconds.
Live in two ways.
Two ways. On the radio and on Facebook Live. So it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
I thought maybe, you know, I just do the regular Radio Day thing.
Right.
Like, make it a little more complicated.
We'll take it to the edge, no doubt about that. So we are going to go live here on the radio in 20 seconds. So we'll stick around for that. And we'll get ready here in just a bit. Don't have to worry about it. Okay. I'll control your mic.
Okay, Ace is the place. Ace, the helpful place.
We are back on Radio Day on Radio Road 93.1 and AM 1600 The Wave. Just a couple of minutes after 4 p.m. and we are happy to be joined in the studio. Once again, I think you've been on every Radio Day since we started these.
Awesome. Where's my punch card?
Oh, yeah. We should give you a punch card on that. I'll let people know that are also listening who may not be listening via Facebook. If you go to the Thrasher Opera House Facebook page, this is streaming live as well. At the same time, so we are dual sourced when it comes to that. So we'll say hi to all our Facebook friends out there too, and we'll talk about Thrasher Opera House. Let's chat a little bit about the location and what you guys do.
Well, Thrasher Opera House is located in downtown Green Lake, Wisconsin, and we are a nonprofit performing arts center. We do concerts just about every weekend throughout the year. We are a year-round venue. Sometimes lately we've been doing up to 3 concerts in a weekend, so we're really trying to increase what we do and therefore our impact in the community.
You bring in performers, musicians from across the world. It's just not to the contiguous United States. Talk about some of those bands that we come in nationally, internationally.
Yeah, definitely. So we just had a band, Lunasa, who was here on March 3rd. They are from Ireland. We are about to have a band come from Scotland. Scarivor will be here on April 1st. And so during this time of year, we do a lot of that Celtic music. So obviously they're coming from that part of the world. But we've had people from other places. Juan Soriano was from South America and brought like a bachata band to the Thrasher. And so, yeah, all over the world, all over the U.S. is where these people come from.
It's really impressive to see the caliber of a musician that comes into Thrasher Opera House. You guys really put the time and the effort into the research and finding out. And some people might not know who these bands are, right?
Right. Well, there's so many artists and bands out there in the world. Like, how can you possibly know all of them? That's where we come in. We do our research mostly through YouTube and rosters on the agents' websites, but then also now we're back to being able to go see some of these folks in person by going to some booking conferences. Katie and I just attended Folk Alliance in February, and that was the first booking conference I've been to since 2019, so it's great to get back to it. And it was her first one ever, so it was a really fun experience.
So let's chat a little bit about that, because we want our listeners and the people who are watching on Facebook to kind of know what Folk Alliance all is. Talk about the intensity of the amount of music you see.
Well, just for an example for the schedule, like from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock every night we were there, we would see a new band at least every half an hour, sometimes every 15 minutes, for the official showcases. And so that's where in this hotel there's conference rooms with stages and full sound and full lights, so you get this the actual experience of what the bands are like in your venue almost. And then after that, there's the unofficial showcases where you go up into the hotel rooms, and in every hotel room there are bands and musicians playing. So you can go from like door to door, floor to floor. There's just so much music. You can't possibly see it all. But we do the best we can to pick things that we think are going to fit in the Thrasher venue. Like, not everything is a good fit for our space. So ahead of time, we do a lot of research, looking through those rosters, looking at the YouTube videos of those artists to see, okay, what's going to be a good fit for Thrasher? And then we go see them in person to make sure that they are a good fit. Because there's more to a show than just the music. Like, watching a music video of an artist doesn't really tell you what they're like live or in person, because they're able to edit that and it's done in a studio. When you see them live, you're hearing them live, but you're also seeing what they are like interacting with the audience, which is a really important aspect of a show.
And most definitely, literally something for everyone when it comes to the roster of folks that come in.
Yeah, so that is, I am currently booking June through December here, 2023, and hoping to finalize that in the next month or two. And one of the things I am constantly thinking about is there something for everyone? I want something in every genre. So a blues, a bluegrass, a folk, a jazz, a soul, something, and Christmas and our holiday. So that is definitely on my radar, as well as like some diversity in the artists themselves. Like, I'm trying to do a nice male to female ratio, and different places where these people come from.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the shows you do have coming up here in the next few weeks too.
Absolutely. So the first one coming up is on April 1st. It's Scary Vore. And I don't want to talk too much about it because it's sold out. but I do want to say, like, Scary Vore is on their way up. They're a Celtic rock band from Scotland. And, you know, the first time we had them, they weren't quite as well known as they are now. And so it was a good pick. I have to credit Robbie Irvin for picking them. And bringing them to Thrasher for the first time, and they're just taking off. So we hope to get them back next year, but it might be tougher.
Might be tough, yeah. It's going to be a fun show. Looking forward to it for sure.
Oh, man, two bagpipes on stage? Like, what?
Intense. That's pretty cool.
But really, they can play some intense songs, but they also slow it down and have some really awesome ballads. So, yeah, they're worth seeing.
Later on in the month, you've got, an interesting band, very versatile in the fact that everybody can play everybody else's instrument.
Yeah, Session Americana. So what they do is their setup on stage is so different from anyone I've ever seen. They set up a little pub table and with one mic, and they all sing around that mic. And like you said, they swap instruments and they switch seats. And they were actually formed at a little pub. They were just friends getting together at a pub playing music. And so they try to emulate that when they're up on the stage. And we had them once before, and I can tell you, that's how you feel. You feel like you're in that little pub in Massachusetts where they got their start. Not only because of the way they play and the way they look on stage, but their interactions with each other and with the audience. It's a really, really entertaining show.
And they do some originals, but I think they also do some other songs from like the Great American Songbook as well, too,
yeah.
Right? It's some of those really familiar songs as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We had a few people who came to the show last time that took a chance. They had never heard of the band, and came in maybe a little skeptical. And when they left, they were like, "We want to see that again."
Yeah. So pretty neat. Later on in the month, Kashana.
Yeah, and maybe I'm going to let you talk a little bit more about her, but I want to read this quote. Our coworker Katie posted about this show on Facebook, and I think she hit the nail on the head. She said, "Listen to Kashana. I'm telling you right now, don't miss this soulful blend of blues, folk, and R&B that will tug at your heartstrings. Her powerful vocals and poignant lyrics touch on critical social issues and inspire change."
Yeah, she's a social activist. She was a social worker, worked in the prison system, and dealt with people who have done terrible things, right? And she has brought music to them to enlighten them, to still say that you're a worthy part of what this is all about, and we want to give you positive guidance and love and all those things. And she's really good, too, right? And she loves to work with people and collaborate, and just her music is powerful.
Yeah.
How'd you find out about this one?
Just going through the rosters on an agency's website, and so, you know, once in a while you get to one that just really sticks out for some reason. Either it's the description or even just their promo picture, like something about it makes you click on it. And when I dug a little deeper and started listening to some of her songs, read about her background, I was like, this is something we need to bring to our community. This is a message that is important to have on our stage. I think there's a lot of people in our community that would really, really enjoy it and get a lot out of it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure, coming up on April 29th. Tickets are available for that, just $24. So log on to the website, thrasheroperahouse.com, for more details. But not only this show, but all the shows that we talk about today as well. And I had the opportunity to talk to Kashana about maybe 3 weeks ago. And we try to do like 5 to 7, maybe 7 to 10 minute interviews. Yeah. And we were up to like 18 or 19.
Wow.
Just because she's so charismatic and just so
easy to talk to.
Yeah, very well received too. So that's April.
Yeah, that's April. And, you know, we could talk about May quick, but you brought up that you talked to Kashana.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to. Thrasher Opera House Presents is available on YouTube. Just youtube.com at Thrasher Opera House WI. And you can find all of our podcasts from all of the great artists that we've seen there in the last year,
yes,
year and a half. I think you guys are doing the podcast now for a little over the year. And there's really great content on there, really fun stuff too.
Yeah, so if you want to hear Jason talking to Kashana, that's where you go.
Yep, check it on out. It's going to be a good time, for sure. I really, really do enjoy that. We're broadcasting live here on AM 1600 and 93.1 The Wave, but also on Facebook Live for the Thrasher Opera House too. So doing two things at once here. Let's talk about May.
Yeah, so we got Mike Ferris coming up. He is a Grammy Award winner.
Yeah.
So we've had several artists who have Grammys, but in this lineup, I'm going to talk about Mike. He got the award for the Best Roots Gospel Album in 2015. And he's got that soulful Sam Cooke, Otis Redding sound. I think that you say those two names and it's like, oh, I know what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be here on May 5th. And that is actually the last, thank goodness, the last of the COVID reschedules. We were supposed to have in 2020, and it just took this long to make it happen. So we've been waiting a while for Mr. Mike Ferris.
If you're a Gen Xer like myself, which is, you know, aging me a little bit now more and more here and there, you might remember the group, the Screaming Cheetah Wheelies. Mike was the lead singer of that group as well. They had pretty darn good success in the early 90s too, so
yeah, that'll be a fun show.
Yeah, a little bit of fun going on over there. And then you've got a weekend coming up after that with some big hitters.
Yeah, so we have on May 12th Iris DeMent, and the way I know Iris DeMent is that she toured with and opened for and sang songs with John Prine for many years. My in-laws introduced me to her, and if you haven't heard her, she has such a unique voice. Like, I've never heard a voice like hers before. The show's going to be her and the piano, and then she also plays acoustic guitar. And if you are at all interested in coming to this show, you need to buy your tickets today, right now, because I think by tomorrow morning when we get to the office, it'll be sold out.
Right.
So don't wait, don't delay. And more we're seeing our shows sell out, which makes us really happy, makes us feel really good and grateful. But I do want to put that out there that there's only 200 seats. Like, there is a limited amount of tickets. So, you know, don't wait for it.
Iris is bringing a great opening act with her as well. Anna Iggy, I believe her name is, that she's coming on in to perform. So that'll be a fun show prior to that. Iris, as you mentioned, with John Prine forever. Prine, when he was still alive, spoke incredibly highly about Iris.
What's the funny little sort of love song that they say?
Oh, yeah, I can't think of the top of my head. But
I should have written it down because I can never think of things in the moment. But anyway, maybe it'll come to me. But they have a great song together that I feel like everybody knows.
And then to kind of flip the script, the next night, you're welcoming back a group, which was one of my first shows when I started working for Thrasher that I had seen. And it tore the roof off the place.
Yeah, man. Gangsta Grass had the place hopping. It is funny, like, so that Iris is May 12th, and then Gangsta Grass is May 13th, and man, they couldn't be any different.
Right.
Gangsta Grass brings hip-hop and bluegrass together, and I know it doesn't sound like those two genres would go together, but I'm here to tell you they really absolutely do. And we got to witness that last year when they came to Thrasher. And boy, was that, their songs are great when you listen to them on Spotify, but in real life, it's just beyond great.
Yeah, it's a unique experience that you just have to kind of check out, and it's super cool. I know we got one more event in May that we want to talk about, and then after that, we'll take a break, but let's talk about this big season release party.
The season release party. I was like, what other event? just that one. So our season release party, we've never done this before, but it's totally worth doing. It's an opportunity. It's a free party that we're throwing for the community to come to and get a look at what is coming up in that new season. We are going to have some messages from artists, and there's going to be live music. Food from Adam's Rib and Murphy's. They're going to bring and set up vending tables. The music is by Jerky Knees, a local band. But most of all, we just want a platform to announce the next season of cool stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, and it's free.
It is free.
Yeah.
Come on down to the Opera House.
Yeah, just RSVP for us. Go to the website, ThrasherOperaHouse.com, ThrasherOperaHouse.com, put the information in, and you can show on up that night. We'd love to see you.
I think it'll be, we're also wanting to highlight that it's our 25th anniversary, so there's going to be some cool history pieces to that party as well.
And we will discuss more about that coming up here in just a little bit.
Excellent.
On The Wave as we continue on Radio Day.
Man, we could talk forever.
Right? Good.
We still can talk to the Facebook world.
Yep. Hang on one second here. I just got to do some work.
Oh, you have to do your job. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you taking inventory on your pool?
Now we're back. So we'll talk about some exciting stuff coming up here in just a little bit. Sneak preview maybe of what's to come.
Our special announcement.
Special announcements.
On April 1st.
Yeah. So we got a lot going on. So we'll do that here in just a little bit. We're going to come back in. You ever watch Love Connection? Remember that game show? Chuck Willard used to say 2 and 2. So we're going to come back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Okay.
Again, dating myself.
Perfect.
Just a tad bit here. Just like, what?
Oh, my husband just texted me. The song is In Spite of Ourselves.
In Spite of Ourselves. Okay. You got it here first, Facebook. And then we'll talk about that coming up here.
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, appreciate that. Good job.
I don't
man.
Know if he's watching on Facebook or if he's just listening on the radio, but awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Well, good. Man, I feel like I wanted to say that Gangsta Grass was also on America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to say that to the radio. Maybe we just say that here on Facebook. But they were quarter finalists. And are honestly, like, super funny guys.
Yeah.
Really, speaking of interviews that I'll always remember, right?
Oh, yeah.
When I interviewed them on the podcast, they were just hilarious. They wanted me to do some funny announcements. Made me all nervous.
Well, why not? All right, we're going to come back in 1 minute, so.
Ooh, that was fast.
Yeah, you get the inside track of what radio looks like every once in a while. So.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
You're so good at it. You can, like, do this while you're talking to me.
Yeah. A few years.
Yeah. How many years have you been doing this?
I am entering my 27th year of radio.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
You should have a season release party or, like, some sort of party for that.
No. That's totally fine. Just happy they let me do it. It's a lot of fun. So it never leaves you. That's the thing. So, all right, 30 seconds. Let's come back and do this.
What are we talking about next?
What's that?
What are we talking about next?
We're going to talk about the announcement on April 1st. We'll talk about our 25th anniversary.
Can we, like, thanks
for this? Yeah, absolutely. And talk about our new team member, if you want.
Yeah.
As well.
Sounds good.
I line, we're going in 25 seconds. Had to get one more in there. Back here on Radio Road on Radio Day, March 23rd, 23 minutes after 4 o'clock, we continue our conversation. Rachel Avery, Executive Director, Thrasher Opera House, celebrating 25 years of the Thrasher Opera House this year.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
25 years ago, the Opera House had just opened, and they did like 3 shows. And, you know, every year since then, it has like built not only in number of shows, but a reputation and something that we can stand by in our small community and say, you know, we're really proud that to have an opera house that still exists. You know, it was built in 1910. It's been there a really long time, but many cities and towns in Wisconsin have lost their historic opera houses. So to have one that has withstood the test of time, even though it was a couple different things in there, it was a sewing factory, Fabrico, and a warehouse, but it was brought back to life 25 years ago and is still staying true to the mission that it was built upon in 1910.
Right. And if you ever want to take a tour sometime, just call them.
I love doing that.
Right, yeah.
It's like one of my favorite things to do, is give tours.
So we talked a little bit about the season release party coming up in May on the 18th, but coming up on April 1st, you've got a little announcement as well that we're going to give a sneak peek to Facebook and to the radio listeners a little bit.
Well, do you want to do it?
All you. It's all you, right?
Okay, well, we are bringing back the Cedar Ridge Sessions, which is a series of outdoor concerts that we started during COVID. We started it because we couldn't have indoor concerts, rather. And turns out people really liked it. We really liked it, and people have asked for it to come back. So I'm telling you now, it is coming back one weekend only in this summer. And we'll save the details for the big announcement on the 1st. I don't want to give away too much, but keep your eye out for that. We're really excited.
Yeah. Speaking of outdoor shows, you do have one also coming up in June with our friend Scott Kirby.
Yes, absolutely. That one is in Green Lake at our friends, the Havies, let us use their space to have an outdoor concert with Scott Kirby. And this is like the third year that we are having him. It's always a great time. Scott's a great musician, and you can't beat the view. You're looking right at the lake and the sunset. It's gorgeous.
And tickets are available for that show via the website as well. They can get on in there. One of the things that we always love to kind of tout is the fact that we have Missoula Children's Theater coming back again in June, and a long time. You know, this has been going on, right?
36?
36 times, I think we've done this now.
I think this is the 36th one or 37th. I'm happy to say the last one that we just had in January was back up to like the pre-COVID numbers of kids, and so it just feels really good to bring 60 students together to work collaboratively on a musical and present to their family and friends in our community at the end of the week.
The process is amazing, right? To get everybody cast, 60 kids, learn their lines, learn the music, get the costumes, build the set, and then do 2 shows back to back on Saturday.
It's a great experience for a kid who's like maybe never done theater before. Because it is only a week, and so you kind of dive in, you get to have the whole experience, but it's not like a month-long commitment or anything. But it's also a really good experience for those who do have experience with theater, because then you can take on like a leadership role. I've seen that so many times. The students who've been doing it for a couple of years, they get to really own a part and also help mentor some of those other students who are coming in under them.
It's a cool place, folks. I might be a little biased, and everybody knows that. But
you know what's crazy is there's been so many people, I can't even count how many times it's happened, where somebody comes to a show for the first time, they're like, I didn't even know this was here, let alone how awesome it was. and they're hooked. Like the moment you walk in the doors, you're hooked. The place is just, it doesn't look like much from the outside, I guess. I mean, so many people have driven by it and not really known what's going on. But I remember one of my first shows that I worked was Pert Mir Sandstone, a bluegrass band out of Minneapolis. And I remember somebody leaving, this gal was leaving, and she was like so energized. She was like, that was like a town hall meeting gone right. And I'll never forget it, because it was, the energy was so awesome. And it was quite the impression.
And you've added a new team member.
We have. So before I mentioned, Thrasher's been growing in a lot of different ways over the years, over the past 25 years. And staff is another way we've grown. They started off with just one staff member and then two, and now we're up to four. So we've just welcomed Kayla Reeves as our box office and events manager. We're really excited to have her. She brings in a whole different energy, a whole new energy to our team, and fits in perfectly. So when you call for tickets now, you'll be talking to Kayla.
Right.
Martha retired.
Martha did retire.
Everybody's so used to calling in and talking to Martha, but send her some good retirement wishes and welcome Kayla on board.
And I think she rivals all of us in her love for music as well, right? We all kind of hang out, and she knows the game too, man. It's pretty neat.
Perfect fit.
You bet. So one more time, give all the listeners and the watchers on Facebook the information about Thrasher Opera House and how they can get everything.
Absolutely. So the best way is to go to our website, thrasheroperahouse.com. You can check things out on Facebook. We post quite a few updates on there regularly. Join our e-blast. You can do that through our website. We don't bombard you with like a billion e-blasts a month. We just send you an e-blast the week that something's happening, so that you're sure not to miss it. And when we have special announcements to make, we want to make sure everybody knows about it that way.
Perfect. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you. That's it, huh?
That's it. You got anything else you want to throw in?
Actually, I do.
Go ahead.
I just want to add that none of this is possible without our sponsors, our donors, our patrons, our volunteers. Thrasher is a nonprofit, and one of the things that's grown immensely over the past couple of years is the sponsorship. We have lots of businesses that are jumping on, helping us bring these artists to our town. And, you know, I say we have more sponsorships than we ever have before. That allows us to do more shows than we've ever done before. So it all kind of fits together perfectly, and it allows the growth to happen. So just major shout out to those who have been supporting any amount of time. Some people have been with us the whole entire 25 years. So we're very, very grateful at the Opera House.
Yeah, for sure. We'll wrap it up there. Sounds
good.
Thank
you, Jason.
Thank you so very much for joining us. It's another edition of Radio Day here on 93.1 at AM 1600, The Wave.
Awesome.
All right.
You want me to enter your Facebook?
I can do it if you want to. You want to give the goodbye?
Good job. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on Facebook. If you did, you can leave a comment how we did. And we will see you soon.